So how is the whole oil from Iran thing going to work? As you've no doubt heard, sanctions against the purchase of Iranian crude were lifted this past weekend after Iran fulfilled its obligations to take apart its possible nuclear weapons program. Many restrictions do remain, and the U.S. added new sanctions over the weekend, but Iran will be able to export oil. So does the country have tankers, insurance for those tankers? In other words, what is the state of the Iranian oil industry? And what's at stake? Thanks in part to Iran's enemy, Saudi Arabia, overproducing crude oil. The market is flooded. Prices are now under $30 a barrel. Ali Velshi hosts Ali Velshi on Target on the Al Jazeera America Network. And we've said, Ali, we're sorry to hear Al Jazeera America is coming to an end in April. But your analysis is always welcome here. So what are your thoughts?
Thank you, Robin. It's always good to be with you, and hopefully we'll be able to bring this sort of news to Americans in a different way at some point. But this is a very big deal. The problem, of course, is that Iran, part of the sanctions that is Iran is now welcomed into the world market. Until now, they had been trading their oil, of which they have a lot, at a discount to world prices. Because why would you risk the ire of the United States and the West by buying Iranian oil? Well, you do it because you paid a lot less for it. Now, everybody gets discounted prices for their oil with $30 a barrel or less. Iran's got a bit of a problem, but it does account for 90% of their government revenue. So this is a very, very big deal. The other big deal is that Iran has been off the worldwide payment system. When I went to Iran last summer, couldn't use any credit cards. The SWIFT payment, the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Transfers, has not been available to them. It will be now. That's a very, very big deal. It's a carrot and a stick thing that come into the world economy, but if you do anything wrong. Once you start to like being part of the world economy, if you go back to that nuclear program, Iran, America will try and shut you down.
Well, but you said something very important. Not everybody abided by the sanctions. So Iran has been selling oil, but it's our understanding that their tankers are old, that to get as many tankers as they want to get out with this crude oil, they have to get things like insurance. So explain some of the things that might happen.
Lots of problems. Yeah. Again, at a discount, selling oil at a discount, none of this is worth it to Iran. India's been buying their oil. China's been buying their oil. Others have bought it. But fundamentally, if you want to work in the world system, yes, your tankers have to be insured. Your infrastructure has to be strong. A lot of that has fallen into disrepair. Iran, before the sanctions were imposed, was a lot like Turkey. It was a westernized, fully industrial country. They do have a very big industrial base. They manufacture cars. It's a population of 80 million people who buy a lot of things. So Iran can get up to speed. They will be able to do all of these things. The income now is substantially higher than it was going to be when they were selling oil sort of on the grayish market. The problem, of course, is at $30 a barrel, like it is hurting all their Gulf neighbors, it's not what they wanted. They wanted this deal when oil was $100 a barrel. That said, I don't know how long oil stays at $30 a barrel, and in that time, Iran will use it to build up its infrastructure.
Well, we understand that they're pledging right now to get out 500,000 barrels, which sounds like a lot, but that's nowhere near what they need, right, to have this be big revenue?
No, part of the problem, though, is that right now we are producing 1 million barrels of excess oil per day, largely because Saudi and its Gulf neighbors have refused to pull back. OPEC has refused to pull back. There's a lot of disagreement in OPEC because a lot of poorer OPEC countries would like them to pull back. So we already have 1 million extra. Adding Iran's 500,000 extra is why you're seeing the price of oil drop yet again. So at the moment, the world doesn't need Iran's oil, but there's some sense that we'll balance these things out. If oil starts to move back into the $55 range or so, American production comes back on, something else will fall off. So you got to separate the two ideas. It's a bad day to be in the selling oil business, but it's a good day for Iran to be in the let's get our infrastructure ready for a day when oil is more expensive.
Well, I was just going to say, what's more important for the U.S. right now, the oil or the business that might ensue if Iran needs ships and tankers and infrastructure? Does the lifting of the sanctions mean that there can be more of that kind of business?
Yes. Yeah. When I was in Iran, I went to its largest port, operating at about 25% of its capacity. Again, look at how eager America was to do business with Cuba. Cuba's got 11 million people, most of whom are impoverished. Iran has 80 million people with a very highly educated workforce. Iran is a huge market for cars, for goods, and others have been dealing with Iran. So the United States wants in on that market. But I would say to you, Robin, the economic economics of it are secondary to the diplomacy. Iran is a very, very big player in almost every mess going on in the Middle East. And I think the U.S. wants to have some leverage over Iran. At the moment, only Russia does. And the U.S. wants to be in that game of being able to ask Iran to ratchet it up or ratchet it back in any given conflict.
If you want those 100 ships at hundreds of millions, then fill in the blank.
That is correct.
Yeah. Ali Velshi hosts Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America until April.
So, yeah, that's right.
Ali, thanks as always for your input.
Robin, thank you.